the Bethel Fire Department is asking the city to fund two extra positions after seeing a surge in alcohol-related calls. The department is straining to respond to the influx, and with legal alcohol sales coming to Bethel, it expects those numbers to rise. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports.
Since Bethel went wet in 2009, the number of alcohol-related calls has increased more than 100%. Overall call volume has also climbed. Since 2014, over half the department's calls have been related to alcohol. Despite the increase, the Bethel Fire Department has stayed at early 1990s staffing levels of 6 firefighters. It also has more than 30 volunteers. Meanwhile, Bethel's population has been growing. According to the U.S. Census, in 1990, Bethel had over 4,500 people. A decade later, that number tops 6,000.
We're currently operating with the absolute minimum to handle the volume of calls that we've currently got.
That's Fire Chief Bill Howell. The National Fire Protection Association mandates at least 3 firefighters per engine responding to a fire. Howell says the department works hard to have 2 staff and 1 volunteer per truck. Usually 1 firefighter at a time is on duty. The second firefighter and volunteer often meet the truck at the scene. The crew also regularly assists the short-staffed police department. There's no janitorial or administrative help, and Howell says overtime runs high.
When firefighters have to work 48 and 72 hours in a row to cover for people taking vacations and having to constantly go on calls on their days off to help cover staffing needs, I think it's a pretty safe assessment that they're being taxed further than what they should.
Despite the difficulties, Howell says morale is good. He says the staff is mostly new and young, so they may be more resilient. But to prevent burnout and to respond to rising calls, Howell is asking the city to fund 2 more staff positions.
We feel that there's a strong possibility that a package store in Bethel could increase our call volumes, and we'd like to upstaff in anticipation of that.
Howell says the city could fund the positions with savings from reduced overtime and tax revenue from future alcohol sales. He says the department has already been recruiting.
We have several qualified applicants already on deck. We're ready to go as soon as we can get approval from the manager and council.
At Tuesday's city council meeting, the Public Safety and Transportation Commission recommended the council fund the positions. The council will address the matter at a later meeting. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.